Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Patriots getting ready for Tennessee tomorrow in Tennessee. Like, I knew the Patriots would get an easy schedule this year, but it's just kind of weird seeing out-of-division replayed games from the year before. Like, when I was watching Chicago versus the Commanders at Washington, I was thinking, like, wait, didn't they play this game last year and they're not in the same division? Well, this is the same thing with this Tennessee game. And I'm here to tell you, don't believe that it's just an overview thing, right? Because, hey, Vrabel wasn't here last year. Most of the guys who are here this year took that ass beating in Tennessee last year and got embarrassed. And watch this. It was Drake May's worst game as a pro. It was. Like, think about it. Two interceptions, put the ball on the carpet twice, lost it once. It's his worst QBR rating of all the games that he played in where he played the bulk of the game. So it doesn't include the Jets game where he went out with the concussion or, you know, the three snaps they took in the last game against Buffalo. That all still ties back to Tennessee getting the number one pick. So, heck yeah, Drake May, Mike Vrabel, ready to get this thing on with these people that they've dealt with or what they've seen so far that's made them look bad in the case with Drake May. Well, here's the other thing from it. Remember when Vrabel came to get his red jacket from the Patriots during the Titans bye week back in October of 2023? The Titans had just lost two in a row, three or four, right before the ceremony. No, I pulled the quote. I found it. Robert Kraft said, quote, "You might be a Titan in the industry now, but to us, you'll always be a Patriot." Talking about stoking a fire, and the owner of the Tennessee Titans, Amy Adams, she's married, but she's the daughter of Bud Adams, who now runs the team, had a serious problem with the coach who just lost two in a row, three of the last four, off gallivanting with his old team, and here comes the owner of that team saying, "Yeah, you might work in Nashville now, but always you'll be part of here." Now, the next following year, Gerard Mayo, and call it what it is, I say that at the end of the day, the reason why Gerard Mayo, they stuck with the decision to make him the coach for the year was because there was a signed contract. And the last thing you want to do is have Mayo and the Patriots in some type of fight or dispute over a signed contract that gets reneged on while the Brian Flores situation is still being addressed. And oh, by the way, for those who are following the story, maybe not, you know, it was determined that you can't use an NFL arbitrator to discuss this stuff that he went through with the Giants, the Broncos, and Miami. So if you threw Gerard Mayo in that mix as well, oh, you don't think Bill Belichick gets called in and says, "Hey, Flores says that you mistakenly sent him a text congratulating him getting the Giants job." And now with the thing that's happened with me. So you had to do that just to preserve the business. So it was going to be Vrabel. Literally, Kraft is telling you in October of 2023 that somehow Vrabel is going to be back in the mix considering. Because if you're Vrabel or any employee, I mean, do you go and gallivant on public on TV? Kind of na-na-na-poo-poo at your current employer? Heck yeah, this game means something to Vrabel. Because Vrabel took that chance 2 years ago and watched his former team, watch this, only win seven of their games since he put on that red jacket. They're seven of their last 33. A 212 win percentage. Titans win total for the last two seasons is only three games away from what Vrabel can get this season. Vrabel wins three more games, and let's just say Tennessee doesn't win too many more. Vrabel will pass Tennessee's game total since he left potentially in 3 or 4 weeks. So, heck yeah, get this one for the Gipper, if you will, because this is an opportunity for Vrabel to turn around a franchise that's really been a franchise while watching the franchise that gave him a chance and kind of, I can't say what was it between him, but you've heard Teddy Bruschi say about how much Vrabel does want this game. He kind of wants some payback, and then throw Drake May in there. It's Drake May's worst game so far. You got beat by Mason Rudolph. I know this is a competitive sport. I want to go back there and embarrass the Dickens out of them. And if this is one of those games where the run game gets healthy and Ramondre Stevenson suddenly just shows what he could potentially, because I can stand to see a game with Ramondre Stevenson. Oh, let's just say, can we get 80 rushing yards out of you in a game? Because the rushing game is putrid right now. It's just, ugh. I mean, if you want to know how bad it is, you know, Baker Mayfield, if Baker Mayfield was a running back on the Patriots right now, he would lead the team in rushing. Baker Mayfield has more rushing yards than Ramondre Stevenson and Travion Henderson. Now, I'll give Travion Henderson a bit of a break because the reason why you don't just throw first-year running backs in there right away is because you don't know right away if they know how to handle the blitz pickup. And what's been the historical problem over the last 2.5, 3 years has not been as much of a problem this year, but what's been the problem over the last couple of years with this team, 2, 3 years? Picking up a two-man rush. Hell, what? Four? Five? Blitz? Two? You could rush two and they would have problems. So to put that on a running back and he's kind of your last line of defense to that quarterback, you want to make sure that he has all of that down, at least with Ramondre Stevenson. You know, like, oh, hey, since those hands are hard and seem to struggle holding on to the ball, clearly you should have no problem with the pass blocking when these players, you know, when these defensemen come across the line. So there are all these other under angles that are tied to this game that says, you know what, there's a little bit more to this than just, it's just another game. I mean, even to this point, Callahan, who's been fired in Tennessee after a handful of games, and some of those last year, because he was the one that was thrown in after Vrabel. So all of the lack of success since Vrabel has all been on Callahan. The interim replacement, Mike McCoy, ta-da, was Josh McDaniels' OC when Josh McDaniels was the head coach in Denver. So you don't even think there's a part of Josh McDaniels that wants to kind of lay up the smackdown on his old OC in Denver? After all that stuff that went down in Denver, because keep in mind, Denver, that head coaching job, is a reminder of Josh McDaniels' first failure trying to be a head coach. So all these underlying stories that do exist, I think presents an ugly but yet emotional game. It'd be an interesting game to watch. Forget that Tennessee is 1-6, or 1-6, something like that. Forget that. I don't know if there's going to be enough energy that's going to be put on that team by its ownership. I mean, this is one of those where ownership are probably being asked. It's like, you know, Mike's coming back to Nashville, you know. You're going to see him, you know. I mean, family? And then the players, I mean, Cam Ward is struggling mightily. Like how you hear me trying to talk with a cracked tooth in my mouth. You're like, damn, KJ, you still have that cracked tooth in your mouth? Well, look what's going on in America right now. Everybody is just kind of like,
damn!
How am I going to pay for this? But yeah, it's going to be a struggle game. But it won't be a struggle game based on Patriot mistakes. It'll be a struggle game based upon, can the run game really get going for the Patriots? Can the offensive line show itself to still be credible as it's been this year, right? I'm not going to sit here and tell you, be like, oh, man, this is now one of the top 10 lines in the league. No, this is just, it's got to get itself to credibility, and it's heading that way. But this is the game where you don't want this team to start losing some of that credibility that it's earned. The Will Campbell stuff, has not been a concern this year. But if something pops up tomorrow, you know what the conversation would be? Okay, come on, man. Is this team serious? Am I worried about a letdown? Not sure. Will it be an ugly game? I think so. Do I like it? Ugly? Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Talking more Patriots. Plus, we'll look at some of the stuff going on in the NFL. KJ Thomas, is Alex Bregman. What is the plan there? And where he may end up may shock you. Like, there are four places that I think that Alex Bregman could go. Could maybe in the mix. Thanks, Scott Boris. Maybe in the mix. Get to those. I'm here till 6, but right now it's time to trend with Thomas Crisafulli.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Boston College lost to UConn by a final score of 38-23. This is BC's sixth loss in a row. They now have a record of 1-6. They'll be in Louisville next week to take on a 5-1 Louisville football team. The Boston Bruins are back in action tonight as they take on the 4-0 Colorado Avalanche. Puck drop from Colorado is at 9 p.m. The Patriots are in Tennessee for the Week 7 matchup against the Titans. This will be Mike Vrabel's first game back against his former team. Stephon Diggs, Harold Landry, Jalen Hawkins, and Charles Ward have all been listed as questionable for tomorrow's game. And the Dodgers advanced to the World Series last night after sweeping the Brewers in the NLCS. Shohei Ohtani had one of, and this is not hyperbole, one of the greatest baseball games of all time last night. He homered 3 times and struck out 10 batters in 6 full innings pitched. They wait for their World Series opponent as Seattle leads the Blue Jays 3-2 in the ALCS with Game 6 taking place tomorrow night. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, Drake May is kind of like, I want to murder them. I want revenge. KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Thank you so much for being here. If you miss any of the show, don't worry about it. You can play it chapter by chapter by listening through the Odyssey app. It's free. Just type in WEEI, brings you here. And of course, you can listen on your Alexa device. Just tell Alexa, play that handsome man on Boston Sports Original Radio, WEEI. Oh, great genie, bring KJ into my home. And then suddenly, I appear. If that happens, actually, run the hell out of the house. You have a ghost. Let's go to Jay. Thank you so much, Jay, for calling the KJ Show. We've been talking Patriots, getting ready for the Titans game tomorrow. Fire away, sir.
Hey, KJ. I just want to tell you, you're praising yourself. Remember, self-evaluation is no recommendation. But I got a
couple. Well, I have a wife, so, and I, so that's the other part of it. So what do you think that... What do you think the evaluation is? What do you think the evaluation is in my home?
Ain't going to touch that any further.
Jay, go ahead.
Jay, got two points to make.
Yeah.
Got 2 points. The first is that if you think this is going to be a cakewalk for the Patriots, think again. These players on Tennessee Titans, their jobs are on the line. They're going to be playing their butts off.
Yep.
And to prove that they deserve that paycheck. I believe so anyways. And number two, if Vrabel keeps winning, to draw other players from other teams will be should be easy because everybody loves a winner. But KJ, you got time for a quick joke before I leave you?
Go ahead and try. You never know how I'll respond.
Okay. This boxer is getting pulverized by his opponent, and he goes to his corner. Bell rings. He goes to his corner. The manager's rubbing him down. He says, "Keep it up, buddy. You're doing a good job." He never laid a glove on you. He's well. Keep an eye on the referee because one of those guys out there is beating the living crap out of me. Take care, JJ.
Yeah, I was concerned of where the rubbing him down and the boxing glove was going there. I had to watch myself. So to address Jay's comments, I'll work backwards then forward. Yeah, absolutely. Because one of the conversations about the Patriots here over the last several years is nobody's coming here. Nobody's coming. Maybe you wanted to remember when we saw, I think it was the barbershop, the LeBron show, and Robert Kraft was there probably wearing some overpriced Air Force Ones just to look hip. And Davante Adams was in the barbershop and said, "Hey, good on you, sir, for bringing in someone like Jerod May." And I was thinking, if that means Davante Adams will show up, then hey, do what you got to do. Just win, baby. I have no shame. Same amount of letters in the word win. But that didn't happen. You saw that there was disarray. There was no leadership. Or the leadership that existed was consistently questioned. You wondered why players would kind of struggle out late to get to practice during camp last year. Just things that you just would not see, you were seeing. And from a perspective of a player, right? Like your next play can be your last play. So one of two things has to happen. Either they give you so much, they give you so much money that you're like, you know what? They're giving me the most money I'm ever going to see. I'm going to go there. maybe, hey, if they win, I'll be there part of it, but you know, the check is still in U.S. currency. But what do we know about the team? Historically, they do not pay. So the other side of that would be, you want to come because there's a winner. Well, that wasn't happening. And you didn't know how things were going to turn with Mac Jones at the quarterback, where Belichick's head was. So guys weren't coming because, think about it. It almost feels like you forget that there was an 8-9 season in the midst of all this madness. You're like, wow, one of these teams won 8 games? No, because the last couple of years, they only won 8 games. So there was no winning culture to come to. But the beating Buffalo on national television, and this is why it's very key, even from why games are scheduled the way they are. I'd mentioned this when I was on the air before the season got into it, that the idea was once you got to the Sunday night game between the Bills and the Patriots, you're probably thinking the network thinks that the Bills may be 3-1 or 4-0, and maybe that one Bills loss would be, you know, those super hype games they play them in the first week. And that hopefully, at the worst, the Patriots could be 2-2. So that way, if by chance the Patriots win that game against Buffalo, that them now being a 3-2 team against a, say, 5-1 team would be a Patriots team that's only one game out of first in the AFC East. Well, folks, look what happened. The Patriots came into that game with one loss. The Bills came in with no losses, I believe. And the Bills lose, and the network pretty much what they get. But more importantly, the Patriots now get the attention of America again. Because I'll be honest with you, while all of us were saying we are so back, I was just like, you know, pump the brakes, you know, pump the brakes, because there's still a greater portion of the season to play. I still think these things can happen. But again, I'm also the person that says I believe this team should win 10 games this year just because of the schedule they were granted. And I didn't know if Miami would be focused enough to know that there is a game going on, and Miami isn't focused enough to know that there's a game going on. And were the Jets going to be as good as some of their pieces on the roster, or as bad as everything lays out when you have a new head coach and Justin Fields is your quarterback? You're like, oh man, you could sign us up for 10 losses already if Justin Fields is out there. So you did not know which Jets team you were going to get. Jets have no losses. I mean, Jets have no wins. Miami has one win. While Buffalo is still kind of going to be Buffalo, they ain't in first place. The Patriots are. And that's how you reset a winning culture, because now, and this is what's so great about pro sports, you win your division, you're in the playoffs. So you don't have to talk about a wild card. You don't have to worry about the last day of turn of events. It is now, the ball is literally in the court of the Patriots through the rest of this season, just because, A, this is their weakest part of the schedule, and B, Buffalo still has some pretty tough, marketable games that the league wants them to play in that are going to say, oh, gosh, at least we're not playing the Eagles this week. But I don't know if they're playing, but you get my point. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Tim, thanks so much for calling the KJ Show, we're talking Patriots. Go ahead.
KJ, let me tell you, that's the best take that I've heard in a long time, what you just came up with about.
That's why I'm on once a week. You know what? That's why I'm on once a week, Tim, because it would be hard to steal these things every day. You cannot catch up with the brother. Like, nobody can sing like me when I do these parodies. Yeah.
The reason why I say that, I wasn't a May guy because of only experience now. That's what I'm talking about. Not that it was not good.
Right
now, I'm totally on board with this kid. This kid is going to be a good quarterback if they get the parts and pieces around him. We need to get a new better defensive line. I mean, offensive line guys in here for this guy, and bring in an elite wide receiver, one more. And I'll tell you what, the running backs will work if those linemen open up the line and the holes for these kids or young guys. And then I'll tell you what, next year they'll want to come here. After they get the right parts and pieces, they'll be wanting to come, definitely.
Thank you so much for the call, Tim, and I have your Venmo for saying those great comments. So I'll be sending payment after the show. But yeah, for those who remember when I first got here, it was around the time that Mac Jones got here. And from day one, I said, hey, y'all, this guy sucks. I can see it. Because the overwhelming of what was happening on the field was bigger than his processing. Now, looking back, if you're playing a little bit of Monday morning quarterback, if you will, though, can you really even call it Monday morning quarterback? Shouldn't it be like Tuesday morning quarterback at this time once the games are over? Because there's only like 2 days in a week you don't play football. But I was like, Mac Jones is just scared of every moment. He just looks scared. He's the person that you take, you know, think of your favorite haunted house. I know Stiz Grimey loves haunted houses and haunted stuff and everything like that. I just think because his lyrics are haunted. Not but Mac Jones always had this look of like, I'm scared to go into a haunted house. It's like, bro, they're real people. They're not real ghosts. They're just painted up, but it still scares. Drake May was kind of like, you know what? Hey, I've been to a couple of haunted houses. In fact, we sat down and summoned the ghost one day and we all ran out. Except for Drake May would also know to throw the ball away when running out. Mac Jones didn't know how to do that. Mac Jones would just freeze, deer in headlights. Now, good for Mac Jones because Mac Jones has been serviceable and has gotten wins for San Francisco, and I'm happy for his success, which is something totally different than you sucked for this team. You did not see Mac Jones doesn't have to be a leader in San Francisco. They got five guys. They got three guys in street clothes who could say more to move that team than the quarterback does. Here, this was during a time where it's like there's a leadership void. There's a leadership butting of heads at the top between the coach and the owner. If you don't believe it, go watch the Dynasty. I've been in some situations, but never have I been in a situation talking about my own demise while my check was still in direct deposit from the company. Like, sit down, do this interview. Just fire me. I would be tight in the chest if I was built to a little bit. So with Drake May, the first thing I said was, this guy is not scared. And that's going to be key. I said, I don't even have an issue with some of the early mistakes if that means that the right person can harness him to take the right risks, make plays, and have fun out there. Drake May's having fun out there. Mac Jones was not having fun out there. I mean, think about it. Probably the most memorable meme out of Mac Jones is when he got the high ankle sprain. I think it was in that Jets game where one of the worst pieces of television I've ever watched. And trust me, I've watched some of those series of Survivor and what was that other show on MTV when they stopped playing music videos? Real World. Remember what Real World Boston was like season 3? That's like that when it jumped the shark. That's what it was like watching Mac Jones with Drake May. Why people are so excited and believe in him was because there was nothing to believe in the person who was in the jersey right before. But I always thought that Mac Jones, that's why don't take the say. I'm kind of mad you took the number 10, like everybody wants to burn that. But for Drake May, it was like, okay, as this guy gets in there, and what's good about his ability to be mobile and scramble and get away from things is that it doesn't continually put the team behind the chains as what you've been seeing for the years before. When you're seeing these deep passes to Pop Douglas, you're thinking like, damn, is this practice? Because this is not stuff you've been seeing in games for several years. Remember, the running joke used to be like, hey, as long as you can let the Patriots drive all the way to the opponent's 23 and then take everybody off the field and somehow they won't score a touchdown. But Drake May, yeah. I've said he will move ahead of Caleb Williams, I think, when all is said and done in the redraft. It'll be a conversation between Daniels and May, but here's why I would kind of lean May a little in the bigger picture of things. For May to ascend, he has a lot of Hall of Fame talent in front of him to be in the conversation. Jaden Daniels is able to get into conversation quickly last year because when you look at the NFC, it doesn't scream dominating quarterback. I mean, you could take two quarterbacks from the AFC North and say, okay, give me two NFC quarterbacks better than the two best quarterbacks in the AFC North. And you'd be like, or even some debates. So with Drake May being in the AFC, his success, which would mean playoffs and then eventually playoff wins. Look, you might have a chance at a division win. If you keep it in the road, you know you've got a tough game. Every week is tough, right? And what the caller was saying before in the first part was, hey, on any given Sunday, anything can happen. This isn't going to be easy game, and that's why I said it's not going to be it's going to be ugly, But that is okay, especially when dealing with past demons and stuff like that. I don't want this to get dark here and stuff like that. You know, find a big, oh my gosh, this guy's doing an Ozzy Osbourne show here. Enough of the demon talk. But yeah, some of these players on this roster remember how they got embarrassed last year. Right? Because think about it. If you win that Tennessee game, there's a little bit of a looser conversation about the team and where they were at that point because, hey, they had won a game in Cincinnati that they against a team that clearly out-talented, but much more distracted. Jamar Chase was unhappy with the contract situation and everything. It was a bit of a distraction for Cincinnati. They ended up having an underwhelming season last year. So like in college football, beating Cincinnati in the first week and then Cincinnati not even being a playoff team, suddenly that win week one didn't matter. But a win against Tennessee would say, okay, we're not worse than these guys, even though they ended up with the number one pick on the last day last year. So there's this feeling of, hey, these guys got the number one, were the worst team in the league last year, and we lost to them. And we can't say that they had better talent on the offensive side of the ball than we did, considering all things were kind of even when it came to the two teams' defenses last year at that time. Now, what happened later on during the season as guys weren't tackling, it seemed like they were totally different story. All right, text line, 617-779-7937. Thomas, what you got?
KJ, you hit the nail on the head right there. Drake May is going to be better than Jaden Daniels.
It's a real possibility, right? It's 4 or 5 weeks ago, I said, well, you know, Jaden Daniels' first year took his team not only to the playoffs, but to the NFC Championship game. You'd say if I had to replay that game again, like if because it was their third time seeing the Eagles. But you play that again maybe a year or two later, it might have a different result. If Washington and Philadelphia face against each other this year again, I don't know necessarily that the Eagles win that game just because they have a successful disarray going on, which is you're a good team, you had a great regular season, but there was some strife and drama, and you get caught off. Call it Cowboys disease, right? What the Cowboys are annually. Oh, all this great stuff during the season. Or pick any AFC South division winner. Oh, man, Daniel Jones, look at them. Bro, they are going to get steamrolled like a carpet cleaner. Whoever that five or the six seed in the AFC, it's going to be some type of like Baltimore may be a six seed. A six seed with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson as a six seed coming on the road against the number three. Do you really think? Well, unless John Harbaugh has got to make another decision. So you're going for the field goal with 2 seconds left and you're down by four. Yeah, I figure I could split the time in half and get it back on the onside kick and still have it. John Harbaugh is part of the problem there. But for a team like the Patriots, really in its own division, it's not going to be the Jets. Miami had its chance to try and be something. It's showing that it's not. Even though we all knew that Tua was, talk about someone who needs a babysitter at the age of 17. Jesus. I know, Thomas, you don't have kids, but those who are listening, you know, like you get to a point where you can leave your kid alone at home and feel like they're okay. But if your kid's 17 years old and you're calling for a babysitter to come watch my son, damn, there's some parental problems and some children problems in the house right there. And that's what you got in Miami. So Miami, let's just go ahead and take them off the radar. And they've got some great talent on that team. The Jets, while they'll never be pity for the Jets, they're just in a situation where it's all bad. They're starting to get hurt. And these may be some prime pieces where, like, hey, it's a new day. We could do deals with the Jets. And then you've beaten Buffalo already on the road. What? You have a weak schedule? Now, again, I'm not going to raise my number to 11 or 12 just because they beat Buffalo. If anything, they have taken off one of those losses that I thought it was going to be a surefire loss. So I'm comfortable saying that this team could win 10 games. But a lot of it has to do with the competency of Vrabel, the change of thought a bit, because we could all tell you right now, in any other in the previous administration, Ramondre Stevenson probably is a DMP inactive. This might be the second or third week. I still think they need to go get another running. I think that's probably, I know we talk about like getting another corner and stuff like that. I think you can manage some things there on the defensive side. But when it comes to the run game, the one thing I wouldn't want to happen is for Drake May to feel like he has to pick up some of the slack because Antonio Gibson's not there. I think that they really do probably have to look at least a couple of running backs. And I'm not saying like go getting Derrick Henry. Come on, man. We've got to stop turning off the automatic trades and the thinking when we're saying this. No, why? You're not getting... Nobody... Think about this. Nobody ever gave up Derrick Henry. You realize that, right? He wasn't traded to Baltimore. Became a free agent. They didn't... No. So no one ever got rid of Derrick Henry, so they're not going to get rid of him now. So let's take that out. Can we bring it down a notch? Like maybe an Alvin Kamara who still has another year on his deal. He's got about 315 yards so far in the season, which I guess if you combine, you know, Henderson and Stevenson, it's a pretty close number. But you're not bringing Alvin Kamara necessarily in to be your third back, right? So that's the, will Alvin Kamara be willing to come to be a third back? Unless you're trying to say, all right, if we see more fumbling from Stevenson, maybe it's time to say, Stevenson, you're bumped to the three. We're going to move Henderson in, and if you bring in a Kamara, now you're working those as your 1-2. Brian Robinson Jr. in San Francisco got no carries last week, waived from Washington, picked up. They're just not using him. Okay, that's a guy that could potentially be your third running back. And then Jerome Ford in Cleveland, who's kind of a guy who's out of the mix of things, but not very good of a pass receiver. And I think that's what Josh McDaniels is going to say. Like, if you're going to get me a third running back, I don't need a bulldozer. I need someone who can catch the ball. All right. KJ Domus, I got to get in costume for it. That's next. Answering the great questions of the world, the great KJ Domus, next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah. I don't know how many of your friends you know that will rock the Grateful Dead next to D'Angelo in a show. Well, I mean, both are dead, but still. Thank you so much for joining me here on WEEI. It's the KJ Show, 617-779-7937. You know my affinity for the Grateful Dead is twofold. One, well, I won't discuss that on the air. But two, my birthday and Jerry Garcia's birthday are the same day, which probably explains a lot. A lot of women trouble. There's always some woman nearby, no matter where you are in life. Oh, don't worry. My wife's not listening to the show. I don't even bring work home. That's a rule, too. Two things we don't do at the table is talk politics and work. I don't care if you have the greatest job in the world. I don't want to hear about it at the dinner table. Why? I want to taste my food. I want to enjoy the food that's in front of me. Life already rips you off of 8 hours of work or more, and then you try and get 8 hours of sleep, and then you got to figure out what to do with those other 8 hours. Talk about the other 8 hours? You ever notice no one talks about sleep at the table? It's work. So, yeah. Love the dead. Got my kid on it. So, you know, my kid, you can walk to my kid and say, hey, don't tell me this town ain't got no heart. And she'll say, don't tell me this town ain't got no heart. Okay, maybe she's repeating you. All right, 617-779-7937. We're 2 minutes away from KJ Domus. What do you have on the text line, Thomas?
617 text, why would Penn State take Bill O'Brien back, KJ?
Because he's not James Franklin. I'm saying that in so many ways, because he's not James Franklin, and he does remind the fan base of a time of when somebody showed up that cared until they could get to, who do they end up hiring once they got, oh, didn't they hire James Franklin once Bill O'Brien kind of did his mission to kind of help things out, to get things back in the road? I think that was the case. I can't remember. So I got a buddy, Joe Mazzi. He's Penn State grad. He loves Penn State football. I kind of poked the bear. Him and Sean Bell at our sister station, WIP. The reason why I don't get into Penn State football is because it's only good for the first 3 weeks when they play Our Lady of Assumption and Fordham. Okay, that was a BC joke there. Yeah, after that, like when they have to start playing real people, you're like, it's a good thing they don't have their last names. Now, the reason why they have the whiteout is so that way everybody can be anonymous. You know, this team is not that good, you know. Living off of old reputation. But if Bill O'Brien believes that he can get better recruits, and face it, Bill O'Brien is probably looking for a place that has some academic standards, right? He's not trying to, what was that? I don't know if you ever saw that 30 for 30 about that fake high school that had grown men on the phone. Have you seen that, Thomas?
Yeah, it was that like tricked ESPN.
Yes, I can't remember the school, right? So Bill O'Brien doesn't want to go to a program like that where clearly he's going to win and dominate. But he needs to go to a program where there's a landscape for him to compete, and people want to come to, at least in his conference, people want to come to that school. So Bill O'Brien going to Penn State, does that mean now he has the apparatus to beat Ohio State all the time? Not necessarily. But hell, Boston College can't beat UConn. I know for some of these fans, you're just at this point, you're just like, this is just absolutely ridiculous, and what are we doing here? Yeah,
that's nasty.
Yeah, BC may not win another football game the rest of this year, and they have not won a game since August. Folks, it's October, and October is almost over. One more text, and then we'll get into KJ Domus.
603, if the Patriots have a letdown tomorrow, this team will not be taken seriously anymore.
See, that's the ebb and flow of week to week in the NFL, where you're like, oh, man. Just when I was starting to believe they lose to someone like Tennessee, do I even feel like they could? I mean, what if the Browns get on a roll? What if mini-me Gabriel suddenly starts to do things in Cleveland? Or the bigger concern you probably have is Gabriel stinks it up and Shedeur Sanders gets in there. And then Shedeur Sanders is the starter next week. And then Cardi B shows up to Boston. Sorry. It just becomes something you don't want it to be. All right, still to come. Alex Bregman, what's the next move? Plus the Celtics getting ready to open the season on Wednesday. But now it is time for...
KJ Donis, will the Patriots get a mobile quarterback?
Will the Red Sox ever spend money again?
KJ Donis, should I move in with my girl?
KJ Donis, will I ever afford to buy a house in Boston?
KJ Donis.
Yes, the world and the universe is yours. It's just got tariffs on it now. Oh, great Chrysophili. What present you to KJ Domus?
KJ Domus, since Alex Bregman has opted out of his deal, do you think there's a chance that he comes back to the Boston Red Sox?
Chance? Choosing of Alex Bregman will be one of greed. Scott Boras is already thinking about crypto money he can set aside for how much money he'll be able to get for Alex Bregman. Sure, there's a chance, but there has to be so much money spent that you would think even Rafael Devers was still here, and he's not. You don't have a third baseman. So there is a chance, KJ Domus says, that Bregman stays. Next.
Stephon Diggs hired a personal chef for the Patriots offensive line.
Yes.
Then Drake May has had the O-line at his house for hibachi. Okay, KJ Domus, who will serve the next dinner and what will be on the menu?
Serving the next dinner for the offensive linemen for the Patriots will be Ramondre Stevenson. We'll be serving pastry because if it don't stick to his hands, brother, the clock is ticking on you right now. So pastry will be served at the next dinner by Ramondre Stevenson. Next.
KJ Domus, will the Patriots have a letdown against either the Titans, Browns, or Falcons?
Hell no! This is why you get a soft schedule. The Titans are revenge. The Browns are literally playing the color that they describe, even though it's orange. And the Falcons, you don't know who you will get week to week. So KJ Domus says this will be a dreamy run of events for the Patriots over the next few years. Positivity, intensity, and at least make people feel like we're watching a football team again. Next, great Chrysophili, present to KJ Domus anything in the world, and I mean anything in the sports world or regular world or the world we think we're living in. This is a matrix.
KJ Domus, my kid does this 6-7 thing.
Huh?
What does that mean?
That means your kid is an idiot. Don't you see? You mean they take after just like father, like son. Okay. What does it mean? KJ Domus is going to reveal one of the great mysteries in the current social universe. 6-7 means mid, so-so, meh. For example, how does she look, man? 6-7. Have more drinks. The number get to 7.5. One or two more, and then KJ Domus will get a call from management saying, stay on time, son, stay on time.
Just letting you know, KJ Domus, you were saying it wrong. It's not 6 or 7. It's 6-7. Anyways.
If KJ Domus said it correct, then KJ Domus must die. I'm sorry.
KJ Domus, will the Celtics be a play-in team this year?
Celtics, playoff. Play in or play off?
Play in.
Oh, because if you said playoff, was Jason Tatum going to come back with a bionic leg? Play in? Yes, that's all you can dream for, Celtics fans. And even with Jaylen Brown being questionable for opening night, you'd have to say what was going on before the opening night. This is trying to tell you what's going on. Pay a lot for a team. And thunder and sadness comes. And possibly increased beer prices? I can't say that. All right, KJ Domus has the ability to take one more in this universe of hope, change. Isn't that a political slogan there? Oh, okay, sure.
KJ Domus.
They do this with a straight face. You like? Chrysophili, do you like my Dunkin' hats?
Chrysophili thinks the Dunkin' hat is fire.
Well, it's fire because it came from, and this is a bit of a flex, the President Scott of Duncan and Canton. So no one else, KJ Adams, doesn't let anyone else wear my Duncan hat because it came from headquarters. Next.
KJ Adams, with so much changing in the world, what things do you remember that you don't think we will ever see again?
15 points scored in a season by any person playing hockey. The Pet Rock. KJ Adams believes in threes. Are you familiar with those, Crucifilli?
Yes.
Yeah, those are disgusting. That's KJ Adams here with all you need to know in the future. Believe, because if you don't, there'll be someone who'll tell you you have bad breath and beliefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.